I think we're just trying to find the right guy, a competitive, ultra-talented, high-level IQ, a great character to represent the city of Atlanta and our Hawks organization. You wanna find someone that's going to come here and be a part of this program for a long time.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome to the program. It's Sports Rap with Dwayne Walker on the flagship station of our Atlanta Hawks. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Does anybody out there know who that was? Does anybody know who that was? I'm talking about the producer, Jahi Whitehead. Jahi, how you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing, sir?
What's going on, man? Jahi, right quick, just off the top, man. That was new Hawks coach Lloyd Pierce. And, man, he's going to be one of the topics we're going to be talking about during the program, during the show. Very exciting show we have in store for you. At least I think. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock in the morning. So will Jahi, who'll be right here with you. And, coming up this first hour, I'll rant and rave, not rant and rave, but just let you know what's going on in your boy's life, man. A lot of stuff happening simultaneously. So that'll take up a segment in the first 15 minutes of the program. Then at 11:22, we're going to talk about what, the Hawks GM Travis Schlenk, who should we be drafting with the number 3 pick in this year's NBA draft? It's going to be incredible to see. Then at 11:42, how about Dennis Schroeder? Is he as good as up out of here? Have you heard some of the comments he has made across the pond? Well, well, well. And I did mention Lloyd Pierce, right? Beginning 12 o'clock hour, we'll talk about him and talk about his tenure, 4-year deal. And, man, I certainly hope he sees it through. And so we'll elaborate about that. Plus, can't forget about the NBA playoffs that are going on right now. How about in the Western Conference Finals last night? The Houston Rockets looking like that, that team we saw during the regular season. They kind of nutted up in game number 1, but certainly responded in game number 2 to even that series up with the Golden State Warriors. 1 game apiece. And then the Eastern Conference. Well, how about the Cavs? They are in deep doo-doo. They are. They're down 2-0 in their series, the Boston Celtics. Oh, yeah. So, man, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. A lot of stuff to talk about. And we hope that you keep it locked in, too, here to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'll give you a couple of numbers. Love to have you call into the program, especially when we start talking about these scenarios as it relates to who the Hawks should draft at number 3. Here's the number, 404-741-0929, 404-741-0929. We're also on social media at 929thegame.com. That's, on the internet. And on Twitter at 929thegame, on Facebook at 929thegame. You get the drift. Now, I do have my own personal Twitter page. It is called at DNiceRadio, D-N-I-C-E Radio, at DNiceRadio. And I have this thing, if you tweet me, I'll tweet you back. It's really that simple. I'm blowing up, man. I'm blowing up. Last check, I think I have something like, 375 followers. That is huge. That's huge. That's big time. Hey, wait. I see people in the room, they laughing at me. Cause, hey, man, in my world, man, 375, that's big. Those are big numbers right there, dog. 375? What? That's strong. Anyway, would love for you to join the, Twitter. That would be fantastic, man. If you'd like to follow your boy, man. Although I must admit, man, when I do tweet something out, it's something that's like gonna be like important to me. And hopefully it helps you out too at the same time. Like this big thing I've been out here lately, man, is, really trying to get things in store because the big recruiting season is coming up for all you kids out there, who are in high school and you have, visions on playing at that next level. You have to be aware that the NCAA just changed a rule on April 25th, which they bumped the official visits for you young kids out there that play basketball who would have normally had to wait till your senior year to take official visits. They have bumped that up to your junior year. So that means if you're presently, right now, as we speak, a sophomore in high school and you plan on playing at the next level, they are going to start sending you information as of June 15th. So that's in less than a month. And I got news for you. If you do not have an NCAA ID number right now, if you have not paid to have an NCAA number right now, all right, an ID, and you plan on playing at the Division I level, guess what? You are not ready. That's what it means. It means you're not ready. You do not have your stuff in order. I'll make it very, very plain for you to understand how important it is. So that means that the kids that do have it together, that do have their paperwork all ready and set to go, who have taken their SATs and their ACTs, and they're ready to roll, even though they might not be as talented as you are, but because you slipping, because you're, well, I don't want to put it on your parents, because at the end of the day, it's your life, right? It's your eligibility. You got to step up and take responsibility for it. But kids, I'm telling you, you need to go ahead and take care of that if you plan on playing at the next level, because they're giving out free money out here if you have the grades and the athletic ability to back it up. So I wanted to make sure I got that out there to you. All right, so I have a big dilemma, and I want you to help me out with this. All right, now. Of course, during the AAU circuit, and I do some coaching, girls basketball, and I have this little dilemma. On Saturday coming up, I volunteered to do something with one of the organizations who I volunteer with, and it's a big little testing situation going on where I'm supposed to be a proctor, but I've got a conflict. You have an AAU basketball game that was just scheduled for Saturday morning at the same time. What do I do? Which one do I choose? The proctoring begins at 8 o'clock in the morning and the game is at 9 o'clock in the morning. What do I do? The proctoring goes from 8 until 1:30. The games are 1 and 1:30. What do I do? That's the mental torture that I'm going through right now. Well, I think I need to do the responsible thing. And that's, I think I want to volunteer and just kind of keep that commitment, I guess. It'll be good for the kids too, right? Who are going to be taking these exams to try to get into this program that I've been preaching about for the past couple of years anyway. It's called A Better Chance. I know some people who took my advice. And they're now in the program, and they've already selected the schools that they're going to, the private schools that they're going to be going to this upcoming year. Not that there's anything wrong with public schools. Not at all. I'm not saying that whatsoever. But, it's pretty intense out here. And I just want everybody who, has the grades or who wants to get into private school to be able to, have the information necessary to proceed. It's really that simple. It's really that simple. Okay, what else do I got going on? Hey, I got a big surprise today. Really, really cool thing happened. All right. I pulls up in my driveway, right? Today, about 3 o'clock from running around, doing whatever. And so, I lift up the garage. I press the open on my garage door opener. And lo and behold, what do I see? I see a riding lawnmower. It's in my garage. It's in my parking space, right? So I got to give a special thanks out to my father-in-law if he's listening. Clarence, I appreciate you. Papa, appreciate you. Papa Royal, my man. Looked out for your boy, all right? And I live out in the country, and there's some grass to cut, a lot of grass to cut. And my wife actually found the property for us. This is, going back a few years. When I first saw the property, I looked at her. She looked at me, and I said, "Who's going to cut the grass?" Well, obviously, I'd be the one cutting the grass. So, having this here riding lawnmower is definitely going to help your boy out. Not that I really need to ride; I really need the exercise, like I have been doing it. But it takes such a mental strain to cut the front and the back all in one swoop, especially when it's like 90 degrees out, like it has been, like it was last week. Man, oh man, oh man. All right, so I'm getting all this stuff off my chest. It's a good deal. It's a good thing for me to do this. All right, it's 10 minutes. Don't make it 11 minutes after the hour of 11 here on Sports Wrap with Dwayne Walker. Once again, coming up at 11:22, we're going to talk about the Hawks and who should Travis Schlenk, our general manager, draft the number 3 pick overall in this upcoming NBA draft. I didn't say NFL draft, did I? I didn't? Okay, thanks, Jahi. So what else is going on, man? A lot of stuff is just going on, man. Just simultaneously, and it's going on. It's just unreal. Another quick follow up. Wife and I decided to take our son out of school. So my son Jacob will be homeschooled from this point on. I know there's only a few weeks left in the school year, but, yep, gonna homeschool him, gonna homeschool him the rest of this year, gonna homeschool him next year. So gonna take kind of a different path. Am I the only one out here that's homeschooling? There has to be some people out here that are homeschooling. Jahi, by a show, just a nod or a shake. You know anybody that's been homeschooled before? You? Okay, but you know. Okay, so Jahi knows of some people who have been homeschooled before. I mean, I guess it can be a good thing. All right? We're just gonna have to make it work. Quick movie update. Those of you, my son Jacob was in a movie that just came out recently basketball movie about 6 weeks ago called The Amateur. You can catch it on Netflix. I'm sorry? Oh, in my ear. Okay, gotcha. Called The Amateur. He's the very first person that appears on the screen when the movie comes on. So if you haven't seen it, do yourself a favor. Check it out. Yeah, it's called The Amateur. He has the first three shots in the movie, and it's kind of a cool thing. He thinks he's a movie star. I'm like, son, you're not a movie star. You're being homeschooled right now. So we need to work on that. Right? Right. All right. So listen. Before we go to break, I want you to get your thinking caps on. I want you to get by that telephone because I want you to give me your thoughts. I'm going to give you mine on who the Hawks should draft the number three pick. And I've got some packaging I'm going to do because you realize threes are going to be wild for the Atlanta Hawks. They've got three picks in the very first round. And I'm going to tell you what our general manager and Travis Schlenk should do when we return. You can too. You are listening to Sports Rap with Dwayne Walker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 92.9thegame.com. It's Radio 92.9 The Game. Guess who that was? That was Travis Schlenk, is heard on The Morning Show. That's right. With John and Hugh. Man, that was yesterday morning. Fresh, new. Who should our Atlanta Hawks pick with the number three pick in the upcoming NBA draft in June? Welcome back to the program, everybody. Sports Rap with Dwayne Walker. Jahi is producing tonight. Appreciate you, Jahi. All right, so let's go ahead and get this kicking, man. Let's go ahead and get it started. All right, so when you look at who's available, not only who's available, but what our Hawks needs are. And you just heard Travis Schlenk basically saying he's looking for a two-way player, basically who has long arms. I mean that's basically what I get out of it. A guy that can play both sides of the court, play offense, be an threat offensively, can back his guy down, can play on the perimeter, can play on defense. So who is he describing to you that would be available for our Hawks at the number three spot? Now, we all know that this is a rebuilding year, and what happened this past year under Coach Mike Budenholzer, ex-coach Mike Budenholzer. We know we're going through the process. Yeah, there you go. We're going through this process part two, as I guess that was developed by the Philadelphia 76ers. And from that, we got one of their assistants, and we'll talk about Antonio Pierce to begin the 12 o'clock hour. What did I say? I said Antonio Pierce. I'm thinking Giants. Lord have mercy. Lloyd Pierce. Thanks a lot, Jahi. I appreciate it. Did the people hear? Jahi just whispered that in my ear, so I just made that correction right here. And it's sitting right here on my sheet, so you have to excuse me. Lloyd Pierce. And by the way, now last week on the show, it was either Wednesday or Thursday when I told you before that it was going to be Lloyd Pierce, that was going to be the guy who the Hawks were going to pick as their next coach. You know, one of the reasons why I did that is because it's all about human nature and feel, and that plays a big part in it. You know what I'm saying? Just like this upcoming pick that the Hawks are going to make at number three, it's all about feel and who Travis Schlenk wants this guy that's going to represent the organization, both on the court, off the court, as well as, you know, being obviously a dynamite basketball player. So if it's me, if you look at all the guys that are available in the first round, a couple of names that pop out, DeAndre Ayton, who, by the way, was put out of the tournament by my alma mater, University of Buffalo Bulls. You've got Luka Doncic, the international player. You've got Jaren Jackson. You've got Michael Porters of the world. You've got the Trey Youngs, the Mikal Bridges, the Miles Bridges. There's a whole bunch of guys that you have. But who is the player that's going to represent the Hawks that can play ball? All right. To me, it's going to be one of two players. And one of these two players go to the same, it's two players. Both of these players actually went to the same college. And both of those players would, I think, fit dynamically into what the Atlanta Hawks are trying to ultimately do. And perhaps maybe one maybe gets graded a little bit higher than the other. But who am I talking about? Or what school am I talking about? I'm talking about Duke. And the player I'm talking about is Marvin Bagley III or Wendell Carter. So if it were you, which one would you choose? I mean, first of all, do you agree that Marvin Bagley and Wendell Carter fit the image? They both can play, quite obviously, playing at Duke. They played at a high level, playing in a dynamic conference in the ACC. I think ratings-wise, I think Marvin Bagley kind of gets the edge, but I think Marvin Bagley III could be a difference maker, can be a needle mover. So as part of this rebuild, if you will, or process to the second power, if you will, I think that's a guy who would definitely fit the bill. I know in years past the drafting craze has been going after international players, but for a place like here in Atlanta, it's got to be Marvin Bagley or even Wendell Carter. Now, Wendell Carter, who went to private school here in Atlanta, it's kind of hard to believe. It's like last year, the unreal thing is that you get an opportunity to see these kids play, right? In high school, the year before last, they go off to college for 1 year. And then after that 1 year, they're in the NBA. That's just so mind-blowing to me. But, yes, Marvin Bagley, I think, is the guy that will fit and a guy that can move the needle. Now, Jahi and I, before the program, we were sitting there discussing different scenarios in which and what our Hawks can do. Because keep in mind, the Hawks have three picks in the first round. They have picks at 3, 19, and 30. Now, I talked about Travis Schlenk and coming in and getting the coach that he really wanted, and that being Lloyd Pierce. The Hawks allowed Mike Budenholzer to go out and look for a job elsewhere. He went out to Arizona. And by the way, congratulations to Coach Bud, who ends up in Milwaukee, was hired by the Milwaukee Bucks a little bit earlier today. So congratulations to him. It's nice when you have good guys who could find work elsewhere. And I mean, Mike Budenholzer did his thing while he was here in Atlanta for those 4 years. But he's moved on to bigger and better things for himself. And if you're Travis Schlenk, you want your own guy in there, right? And what better guy in the Hawks' eyes than a guy like Lloyd Pierce? I don't know if you had an opportunity to hear him speak. I don't know if you had a chance to hear him on some of our earlier shows. We'll hear from him a little bit later, but certainly fits the bill. He checks off all the boxes. And so now you have to translate it to the court. And so what's the next CEO position on the actual basketball court? Well, it's going to be the point guard position. So I'm wondering if the Atlanta Hawks are considering somehow trying to garner a point guard, whether it be through a trade, whether it be through the draft. But I think that's a very important position. And why do you say that? Well, because of the drama that's going on with Dennis Schroeder. And we'll talk about that at 11:42. 404-741-0929 if you'd like to weigh in on the conversation. We're talking Atlanta Hawks basketball. Next hour, we'll be talking about the NBA playoffs that are going on right now with in the Eastern Conference. The Cavaliers find themselves down 2-0, while in the Western Conference, that series is split at one game apiece. It's 11:30 here on Sports Wrap with Dwayne Walker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So with everything going on, we talked about a couple of scenarios, Jahi and I, before the actual show. Now, I want you to imagine this. I want you to imagine this and tell me how this would sound. And I know I might be getting ahead of myself, but I'm only just speaking naturally from what I gather and what I see and what I hear. It sounds to me as though Dennis Schroeder does not want to be here. Doesn't want to be a part of a rebuild, doesn't want to play for a losing team. From what I understand, is taking all of his information, Hawks-related, off of his social media. So that right there, those combinations tell me that's a guy that's not feeling the Hawks right now. And you've already seen what Travis Schlink did as it relates to Mike Budenholzer. And those two are connected. But I want you to check this out. If it were possible, could you see Dennis Schroeder being traded to the San Antonio Spurs in a trade that involved Kawhi Leonard, with Kawhi Leonard coming to Atlanta? Could you see that? As well as the Hawks giving up one of their first-round draft choices? Could you see that happening? Could you see that playing out? Is that something you'd like to see? Now, I think Dennis Schroeder definitely has some value. I mean, consider this. He averaged nearly 20 points a game this year. He obviously can put the ball in the basket. He's respected, I think, around the league as one of the top point guards in the league. I would definitely say top half dozen. Would you say one of the top 6 point guards in the league, if you're being realistic? Top 6? All right, how about this? Top 10. He's a top 10 point guard in the league. I think higher than that. So he has some value elsewhere. So it's just a matter of what Travis Schlink has in mind. I'm super duper excited, but I think it's going to go a long way when we find out who this number 3 pick overall is going to be. And there's no way. I don't see how the Hawks could miss, because the choices are very, very obvious. All right. DeAndre Ayton is not going to be there at Arizona. You have to figure out the Suns having the first pick. Jahi says this as well, that he's going to go to Phoenix, right? And then Luka Doncic, the international star that everybody's talking about out of Slovenia, you've got to figure with the second pick, Sacramento, with the management they have there, with Vlade Divac running the show out there, you've got to think that they're going to give him a strong look. And that leaves number 3, where you've got Marvin Bagley available from Duke, Jaren Jackson out of Michigan State, you've got Bamba from Texas, Wendell Carter, as I mentioned before, from Duke. How about Michael Porter Jr. from Missouri, who had an opportunity to play? Would he play in maybe 2 games this last season because of that, because of injury? And then, of course, there's Atlanta's own Colin Sexton. Wow. How many of us would love to see Colin Sexton in an Atlanta Hawks uniform? I certainly know I would. But I have a question for you. 404-741-0929. Is Dennis Schroeder, is he as good as gone? Going to answer that question again in more detail next year. Listen to Sports Travel Dwayne Walker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Oh, man, that has Duke written all over it right there. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to the program. Sports Rap with Dwayne Walker. Lloyd Pierce, head coach of our new head coach of our Atlanta Hawks. We'll be hearing more from him at 12:02. Make sure you stick around. Right now, Dennis Schroeder is the subject of our sports talk right now. All right, so check it out. I don't know if you heard, but according to reports, a couple days ago, Dennis Schroeder, at a press conference, okay, with the German Basketball Federation, basically said, not basically, I'll give you some quotes. He says, I want to compete. I cannot be second to last in the Eastern Conference. I don't know what the organization has in mind. That's why I'm going back in a week, of course. Atlanta's my city. I was drafted there, have a lot of memories. But like I said, I have to look individually what's best for me. And then after the press conference, the irony of it all, he actually deleted all Hawks-related posts on Instagram as well as unfollowing the team. Now, of course, you know, in trying to clear that thing up, Dennis Schroeder later went on Instagram and put up something that basically said, everybody chill out. It's not a big deal. I think it is a big deal. Because when you go on a public forum and talk about your present team as openly and candidly as you did, you're going to be open for speculation or open to criticism, if you will. Now, granted, hey, Dennis Schroeder was obviously our leader this past season, averaging 19.4 points. He had a number of big scoring output games. I think Dennis was the MVP of this team. But check it out. But if you're Dennis, right, and you're watching cats who you used to roll with who are in the Eastern Conference Championships right now, i.e. Kyle Korver playing with Cleveland, who we had a chance to play with. You've got big Al Horford who's making his input with the Boston Celtics. I mean, if it's me, either I'm not watching the games at all or I'm watching the games with envy saying, man, I used to play with these cats. Like, that could be me. So, Dennis Schroeder. Man, how do you feel about it, Atlanta? 404-741-0929. I say we go out and take a phone call. Let's go to Nashville, Tennessee. Check out my man, Preston. Preston, how you doing, man? You're on Sports Rap with Dwayne Walker.
What's going on, Dwayne?
Hey, man, it's all about you. How are things in Nashville?
Hey, man, pretty good right now, man. Kind of feeling a certain way about these Hawks right now.
Okay, how you feeling?
I'm glad we got the third pick. I'm not a huge Dennis Schroeder fan, to begin with. That 60-win, season, he was not the premier point guard in this team. Jeff Teague was.
Right.
So I think he has a sense of entitlement of something that really isn't his. And, I wouldn't mind to see him go. Plus, that would be $16 million plus. That we could clear for future purposes. So I wouldn't mind seeing the Hawks kind of, if first of all, going back to something you said early in the program, if we can get the guy from San Antonio, if we can get him.
Kawhi Leonard, yeah.
Schroeder, mm-hmm. Yeah, Kawhi Leonard. If we can get Leonard, if we can get him for Dennis Schroeder, you know, maybe the third pick or the 19th pick or a combination of our picks, great. But my thing is, let's get him out of here. He's already beefing with Torian Prince. They've been subtweeting each other for the past couple of days or so, throughout the past couple of days or so. So let's get him out of here. Let's package him and his third pick, and let's try to go get Ayton. Let's get better. Let's get top-notch talent. I feel like Ayton can be a Boogie Cousins type or a Anthony Davis type, Carl Anthony Towns. He can shoot. You know, he can create off the dribble. He can, you know, he can play inside. And let's build around that along with the pieces that we have with a John Collins and a Torian Prince.
So Sports Wrap with Dwayne Walker's on the air, 404-741-0929. There's a line open to you. Let's take another phone call. Let's go to McDonough, Georgia, and catch up with Carlos. Carlos, hi, my friend. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome.
Hey, what up, Dwayne? Thank
What's
you for
going
taking
on?
My call, sir.
No, man, thank you for listening, man. I appreciate you.
I just want to, first of all, I'm going to start off with Mike Bell, the Shrewder. And anyway, I think, just piggybacking on what the last caller said, you know, he wasn't the premier point guard during that big season. To me, he's running his mouth a lot. So,
he's feeling himself.
Exactly. And I think the perfect opportunity for him, since he's looking out for him, which I can understand to an extent, either let's see if we can trade him to the Spurs, or even better, if Mike Budenholzer still loves him, let's trade him to the Bucks. That's all I got, Dwayne. I'll listen to what you have to say. Thank you,
man. All right, man. Appreciate it. Well, listen, man, I'll tell you what makes Dennis Schroeder attractive. First and foremost, his numbers, all right? And I'm talking both athletically and fiscally. Athletically, he averaged 19.4 points a game, nearly 20 points a game last season. He can clearly put the basketball in the bucket. He can create his own shot. He can get to the basket. And sure, some people might say he still has some improvement to do on that jumper. I get it. I understand that. But how about fiscally? This guy only makes $16 million a year as a starting point guard in the National Basketball Association. And he's got $46 million left and 3 years left on his contract. 3 years, $46 million. In today's NBA, that is not a lot of money. So that is going to make him attractive to a number of NBA teams out there who are desperate for point guard play. But it's a matter of what our Hawks get in return. So I can see the Hawks giving up Dennis Schroeder for a bunch of future picks in the first round. Like I can actually see that happening. Do you follow what I'm saying? But more immediately, man, there's so many different, you know what I love about the NBA right now, today's NBA? There's such excitement going on right now because of these youngsters who are coming out of college early. And these youngsters right now are the kids who are driving the game. And I'm feeling it some type of way right now. I really am. How about Atlanta's own Jaylen Brown, man, in Eastern Conference playoffs, man, showing his behind, doing his thing, making big noise. And by the way, could you imagine LeBron James doing a KD, if you can't beat him, join him? And he jumps ship and goes to the Boston Celtics? And the Boston Celtics say to Kyrie Irving, hey, thanks, but just like Isaiah Thomas, we're doing all this without you. Sayonara. Oh, well. Okay, when we come back, guess who's going to be featured on Hard Knocks? Quick sidebar next. I'll tell you who. You listen to Sports Channel with Dwayne Walker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Still taking your calls.